The Katra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge, Simplified. Your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Katra AI.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You asked for the essentials from Paul Scharr's, well, really definitive book, Army of None, Autonomous Weapons in the Future of War. And let's be clear, this isn't sci-fi anymore.
Not at all. It's about the tech that's actually reshaping conflict. Well, right now.
Exactly. And the stakes, they're just incredibly high. Scharr makes this powerful case that AI and warfare, you know, systems making kill decisions, that's a revolution, maybe bigger than gunpowder, maybe even nukes.
Mm-hmm. So our goal today really is to equip you with the concepts to understand this shift. And crucially, to grapple with the big question, how do we keep humans in charge when the machines offer, well, blinding speed?
That tension, yeah. Speed versus control. It makes this whole topic feel so urgent because the tech is just leaping ahead way faster than our laws or, frankly, our ethical agreements can keep up. We really need to figure out where humanity draws the line, you know, before the algorithms basically draw it for us.
And to guide us through this, Paul Scharr is, well, maybe the ideal person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who is he? What makes his view so valuable here?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is his background. It's not just academic. He's a former U.S. Army Ranger. Multiple combat tours, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Right, so he knows combat, like from the ground level. The chaos, the moral weight of those decisions, it's not abstract for him.
Exactly. That experience just grounds everything in reality. Which is so vital when you're talking about, you know, code and algorithms deciding life and death. But there's more.
Yeah, after his service, he went to the Pentagon. Became a policy expert. He was actually involved in drafting the U.S. policy on autonomous weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Directive 3000.09, I think.
That's the one. So think about it. He's seen the battlefield chaos, and he's been in those, like, super structured policy meetings where the rules get made.
It's a rare combination. He gets the operational needs, the push for new tech, but also the huge ethical risks and the practical dangers of handing over control. He's not just theorizing. He's translating between those worlds.
And what's the core message he's translating?
Well, basically, he argues that these AI weapons, they're inevitable because of strategic competition. You know, if one side doesn't build them, the other side will.
So the debate can't really be if they exist.
Exactly. It has to be about how we govern them. How do we make sure human judgment, human context, human moral reasoning, how do we keep that central? Or, you know, we risk losing control completely.
Which brings us right back to that core question for you, the listener. How do we get the benefits of AI, the speed, the scale, you know, operating 24/7 without giving up moral and strategic control over the ultimate decision, taking a human life?
And Scharr structures the book to tackle this head on. He walks us through the history think, automated torpedoes, landmines, then the tech limits of today's AI, the scary strategic risks like a flash war, and finally, the deep ethics. International law, accountability, it's the full picture.
Okay, so let's dive into some of those details, starting with the tech, because autonomy gets thrown around a lot. Scharr is careful about definitions, right?
Oh, absolutely essential. He lays out a kind of spectrum. You've got automatic systems at one end, think like a thermostat, or maybe an old school torpedo following a set path. Pre-programmed rules.
Okay, simple enough.
Then you move up to semi-autonomous. Mm-hmm. That's where a human is still in the loop. The classic example is a predator drone pilot deciding when to fire the missile. The system finds things, but the human approves.
Right, the human makes the call.
But then you get to fully autonomous, and this is where the debate really ignites. The human is out of the loop. The machine finds, identifies, and engages the target all on its own based on its programming.
And he says this isn't just theoretical.
No, we have systems now. In limited ways. The prime example he uses is the Navy's Phalanx CIWS. That's a rapid-fire gun on ships that shoot down incoming missiles.
Ah, right. The close-in weapon system.
Exactly. It detects and destroys supersonic missiles automatically. Because it has to.
So why is Phalanx okay, but other autonomous weapons are problematic?
Well, it meets specific criteria. One, it targets inanimate objects, missiles, not people. Two, it operates in a very specific controlled space right around the ship. And three, the task is just too fast for a human anyway.
So it shows automation isn't new in the military. It's driven by need, like speed and protecting soldiers.
Precisely. But that's the, let's say, successful side of automation. Scharr then makes a really sharp pivot to the huge problem, what he calls the Achilles heel of modern AI. Brittleness.
Brittleness, explain that.
It's basically the core weakness of what we call narrow AI. This is the AI we have now. It can be amazing, superhuman at very specific defined tasks, recognizing faces, playing chess or Go.
Right. Things it's trained extensively for.
Exactly. But throw something unexpected at it, something novel. Deception. A context it wasn't explicitly trained on. It fails. Often spectacularly. It has zero common sense.
So, like, an AI trained to spot a specific type of tank in the open might completely miss it if it's, I don't know, covered in unusual camouflage, or even just mud.
Precisely. A human adapts instantly. Oh, that looks like a tank shape under that tarp, the AI. If it hasn't seen tank under tarp thousands of times in training, it might just see tarp.
And that brittleness, that unpredictability in complex systems can be deadly. He uses an example, right? The Patriot missile.
Yeah, the Patriot missile system failure during the first Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
A really tiny software bug related to the system's internal clock drifting over time caused accumulating errors.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds minor, but it led to a tragic failure. It missed an incoming Scud missile.
Wow. So an unforeseen glitch, an edge case in the code leads to catastrophe.
Exactly. And it underscores the danger of relying too heavily on complex automation, especially when lives are at stake.
Mm.
Which leads Shar to his philosophical core argument, the absolute necessity of the human element.
Because war isn't just math.
Right. He argues it's fundamentally human,
yeah.
Psychological. It's about judgment, context, intuition, things algorithms just don't have. Speed isn't everything if the system doesn't understand.
And the ultimate example he gives is that Soviet officer, Petrov.
Stanislav Petrov, 1983, incredible story. Soviet early warning system goes off, full-scale U.S. nuclear missile launch detected. All the data, everything the computers are saying is, retaliate, now.
Pressure must have been immense.
Unimaginable. But Petrov had this gut feeling, this intuition. He knew the system, knew the context, thought a real first strike wouldn't start with just a few missiles. He judged it was a system error. And he went against protocol. Didn't report it up as an attack.
He basically bet the world on his human judgment over the machine's data.
And he was right. It was a system malfunction. His intuition, his context-based reasoning, arguably prevented nuclear war. That's the ultimate case for why human judgment is irreplaceable.
That's a powerful story.
Right.
But this is the tension, right? For every Petrov, aren't there cases where human hesitation, fear, or just slowness cost lives because a decision wasn't made fast enough? Does Shar grapple with that downside of human control?
He does acknowledge the pressure for speed, but he argues that the potential cost of losing human moral judgment and control is far, far greater. The alternative scenario is this strategic nightmare he calls flash war.
Flash war? What's that?
It's the endpoint of that speed control dilemma.
Yeah.
Nations feel forced to automate more and more, fearing their opponent will get a speed advantage and, you know, annihilate them in minutes.
So flash war is what? Two automated systems fighting each other?
Essentially, yes. Competing autonomous systems interacting, escalating, maybe based on errors or misinterpretations, all happening at machine speed. So fast that humans literally cannot intervene. Accidental, irreversible escalation.
That sounds terrifyingly plausible.
And even if you try to keep a human in the loop, the sheer speed and volume of data from automated systems can overwhelm them. He points to the tragic USS Vincennes incident in 1988.
Ah, where they shot down the Iranian airliner?
Right. The crew had this highly advanced Aegis combat system feeding them tons of data, incredibly fast, under immense stress. They misinterpreted the automated information and believed they were under attack by a fighter jet. It was human error, yes, but human error induced by the complexity and speed of the automated system they were trying to manage.
So automation doesn't eliminate error, it just changes it. From maybe slow decisions to potentially catastrophic misinterpretations of high-speed data.
Exactly. The human-machine system itself becomes brittle under pressure. Complexity itself can be a failure point.
Okay, let's pull back a bit, synthesize this. Based on everything Shar lays out, what are the big themes, the core messages you should really take away?
I think there are three main ones, and they're all connected. First is that speed control dilemma we keep mentioning. It's fundamental.
The choice between machine speed for advantage and human control for safety and ethics.
Precisely. And you see versions of this trade-off everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Think about automated trading versus careful investment, or relying on algorithms for hiring versus human review. When the stakes are high, where do you draw the line between efficiency and judgment?
Good point. What's the second theme?
The brittleness of AI. We just have to internalize this. Current AI is amazing at patterns, but it lacks common sense. It's a statistical tool, not a thinking being. It can be fooled easily by things outside its training data.
Which means we need to be really cautious about trusting it in high-stakes areas where novelty is possible, like medical diagnosis or predicting crime, if the system sees something unexpected, it could fail badly.
Exactly. Which leads directly to the third theme, maybe the most profound, legally, the accountability gap.
Right. If an autonomous weapon messes up, commits a war crime, who's responsible?
That's the million-dollar question. Is it the commander who deployed it? The programmers? The manufacturer? If you can't clearly assign legal and moral responsibility, the whole structure of international law, especially laws of war, starts to break down.
It undermines the very idea of justice in conflict. So how do we fix that? What's Shar's answer?
His big focus is on establishing and enforcing meaningful human control, MHC.
Meaningful human control? What does that actually mean? More than just pushing a button.
Oh, much more. It means the human operator has to have enough understanding of the situation, enough time to make a judgment, and the actual authority and capability to understand what the system is proposing, to intervene, to veto the action. They need to retain moral agency over the kill decision.
So it's about ensuring the human isn't just a rubber stamp, but is actually making an informed, morally relevant choice.
That's the core idea. Without MHC, you can't really have accountability.
Shar really nails some of these complex ideas with memorable phrases, doesn't he?
He does. There are a few that really stick. One, paraphrasing, is this idea that to delegate the decision to kill to a machine is to abdicate the very moral responsibility that defines our humanity. It cuts right to the heart of it. War demands moral calculus proportionality, distinction that algorithms just can't do.
Yeah, that's powerful. And the one about AI's limits.
Oh, yeah, the analogy. Today's artificial intelligence has superhuman capabilities in narrow tasks, but the common sense of a child. Whoa. It just perfectly captures that gap between technical power and real understanding.
It really does. And what about his solution, the policy takeaway?
I think the most pragmatic and maybe hopeful idea is this. The most important arms control treaty of the future may not be one that bans killer robots, but one that simply requires that a human being must be the one to make the final decision to open fire.
So focus not on banning the tech itself, which might be impossible.
Right, but on regulating its use. Focus on mandating and verifying meaningful human control. It's concrete, potentially achievable, unlike a total ban that might never happen.
That practical focus makes this whole deep dive really relevant, even beyond the military context. How can understanding this help you, the listener, in everyday life or work?
Well, first, just being an informed citizen. You can now engage in debates about military AI, about arms control, beyond this sort of sci-fi hype. You can ask policymakers tough questions about MHC, about how they're testing for brittleness.
That's crucial. And for people actually working in tech, engineers, designers.
It's a massive call for ethical responsibility. Recognizing that your work might be dual use, an algorithm for a self-driving car has obvious military applications. Shar really advocates for building ethics and safety, like MHC principles, into the design from the start. Value-sensitive design, he calls it.
And for leaders in business or other fields using automation.
It's a huge cautionary tale that speed versus judgment trade-off is everywhere. Think algorithmic trading causing a flash crash. Think AI in medicine missing a rare condition because it's brittle. Or predictive policing potentially amplifying bias. The lesson is, don't over-rely on brittle automation for high-stakes decisions without robust human oversight. Judgment matters.
Looking back on the book, what really stood out for me, what I loved, was that authenticity Shar brings. He's not anti-technology. He's just demanding we be rigorously honest about its current limitations.
Yeah.
That brittleness and that our policies absolutely must respect the unique moral weight of taking a human life.
Yeah, and for me, the final takeaway is shifting the focus. The real present danger isn't some future evil Skynet AI. It's much more mundane, but maybe more dangerous in the short term. It's competent, but fundamentally amoral and brittle AI. Statistical tools that will inevitably make catastrophic errors because they lack basic context and common sense. That's the system we need to manage and regulate carefully.
Which leads perfectly into our final thought for you to consider. This whole complex issue really forces us to see a critical difference. We can automate a task, make it faster, more efficient, but we must never, ever delegate the moral responsibility.
A really profound distinction to keep in mind, especially as automation touches more and more of our lives.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.